Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The last college football game of the season is tonight. I believe it starts at 7:30.
It does. I'm so excited.
Notre Dame and Ohio State.
Okay.
You better not forget the.
They won't let us. Who are you guys cheering for tonight?
Notre Dame.
Me too.
Notre Dame.
No, it's just Notre Dame.
Oh, I know.
Dan, are you going to watch?
Yeah, I might watch. I might catch some of it.
You don't care who wins?
No, I do not have a dog in this hunt.
Daners?
Nah. I mean, I'm probably going to root for Notre Dame because the Ohio State is so annoying. Holly Rose there. She makes me smile. Pre-game's already started.
Yeah, my stepmom cheers for Ohio State, so I'm probably
the Ohio State.
Yeah. Notre Dame.
Whoa, you don't like your aunt?
No. I like her. Stepmom.
Oh, stepmom.
Yeah. She's great. It's just, you know, a friendly rivalry.
Okay.
Yeah.
List is out the 20 most livable cities in the United States. 20 most livable cities in the United States, none in Kansas or Missouri.
Aren't they all livable?
I know.
If you
define livable. Boy, I could really live there. So, yeah, so do others.
They're all dieable, too.
Right.
They use 17 underlying metrics, three main categories. They took into account healthcare providers, opportunities for higher education, whether it's on a coast or not, fresh food resources.
Okay, what about like a Charlotte, North Carolina?
Minneapolis.
No on both.
Okay. Huh.
Sorry, Minneapolis number four.
Yep.
Minneapolis, a lot of them are in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. Madison, Wisconsin.
Negative Ghost Rider, that pattern is full.
Mm.
By the way, just the nearby ones, and then we'll do the top 10. Colorado Springs, Colorado comes in at 14.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sea Springs.
Omaha, Nebraska at 15.
Huh.
In fact, both of Nebraska's big cities make the list.
Wait, there's two?
Big
there
cities.
Is two, Sam.
What?
There is two.
Okay.
Number 10. And by the way, most of these are smaller towns. The biggest city that makes the list is San Francisco, Seattle, and Boston, 17, 18, and 20.
Huh. I bet San Diego is on the list.
San Diego did not make the list.
Interesting.
Number 10, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Okay.
Number 9, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Love Green Bay.
Is it really nice? I've never been.
Very nice place.
Number 8, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Sorry, I didn't see this one. Number 7, Washington, D.C. Number 6, Milwaukee. Number 5, Ann Arbor. Number 4, Minneapolis. Number 3, Des Moines.
Huh.
Number 2, and I can attest, I have lived there, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Okay.
And number 1, the number 1 most livable city in the United States, I had no idea it had a population of 541,000, Portland, Maine.
Oh, yeah.
Portland, Maine.
By the way, that college football championship coming up tonight, we need an education in time zones, starts at 6:30 Central Standard Time.
Speaking of Nebraska, you gave the good news. I'm giving the bad news. We get these from time to time where different people will send us studies and surveys, and this is one of them, so take it for what it's worth. But porch piracy is a crime that costs United States consumers an estimated $12 billion a year. And they have broken down the demographics of where it is happening and some other very interesting metrics. Nebraska residents, when they looked at Twitter and the number of tweets mentioning porch pirate, theft, all of that stuff, came in at number 1 just behind Washington, D.C.
Huh.
94% of offenders are under 45 years old.
Read the next line.
Gender is nearly evenly split. 51% of the thieves are women, 49% are men.
Did not see that one coming.
67% of the thieving ne'er-do-wells come from middle-class backgrounds, 54% are white. Electronics, toys, and clothing are frequently stolen due to their high resale value. I would say to that, how do you know what it is you're stealing when you steal it? Thefts, by the way, peak on Mondays. Why is that?
They're rested?
I don't know.
I don't. Do I look like a porch pirate?
Yeah, people are back at work for the new work week. Kids are at school. The odds of that package being left on that porch for a number of hours higher. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
A little further down, in response to the surge in that crime, states are enacting stricter legislative measures. Kentucky has a new law, New Jersey, and then Missouri has just introduced harsher penalties for repeat offenders, highlighting the increasing need for robust enforcement to protect consumers and businesses.
Wow.
You know, if you don't want to take the trash all the way to the curb, just put it all in a box and put it on your porch and
have someone come pick it up.
Have them come steal it.
By the way, over the weekend, did you see these hostages reunited with
yes.
their families?
Oh, yes.
My God. Oh, my God. My heart was full for them.
Why are we slow trickling these hostages back to their families?
It was a three-phase plan under the ceasefire.
You give us some, we'll do the ceasefire. And I think there's a lot of, this is the obvious, there's a lot of mistrust on both sides. And we're not going to give you all of them back. You know, 97, I think it was. Now it's 94. Some are alive, some are dead, sadly. And we'll keep trickling them out as long as you don't bomb us anymore. I have no idea, Sam. It was either that or, you know, we'll wait till the end of the, what was it? Is it 60 days or 72? I can't remember the exact number of days. If what would be the incentive to maintain the ceasefire if all the hostages were sent over on the first day?
That's fair.
And I hate to, don't get me wrong, I hate to think like a terrorist organization, right? But that would be my guess, is if we give you all 97 on day one, what's the guarantee the ceasefire holds for day two? And we'll keep trickling them out. Just don't bomb us anymore. We've had enough. Let us up. The Menendez brothers are back in the news again today. A new sentencing hearing for brothers Lyle and Eric Menendez in the killing of their parents has been delayed for nearly two more months because of the wildfires in Southern California. Recently elected Los Angeles County DA Nathan Hochman said in a statement over the weekend that the hearing plan for January 30th and 31st has been pushed to March 20th and 21st because the wildfires have interfered with preparations. Okay. Hearing originally scheduled for December pushed out 6 weeks in late November so that Hochman would have more time to brush up on the case. And when we get back, can we talk? I know there's a lot of inauguration news and a lot of football news, but we don't ever break down scores. We don't go over numbers. Can we talk about this Eagle star A.J. Brown and his book?
I hope we do.
I love this kid.
Sitting on the bench during a game, reading a book that has now gone viral.
It is number one right now.
Oh, yeah.
It is number one. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Saw an interview with him over the weekend. He is becoming one of my favorite players in the NFL. Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown spotted carrying his self-help book as he arrived for Sunday's playoff game with the Rams. The Philadelphia star was seen reading Inner Excellence during last week's wild card win over the Green Bay Packers, and he invited author Jim Murphy to take in this week's divisional round. The viral clip sent Murphy's book to the top of Amazon's bestseller list, and a week on, Brown made sure to bring the book back to Lincoln Financial Field. The receiver was seen carrying his copy of Inner Excellence under his arm as he made his way into the stadium ahead of kickoff.
As Brown left fans baffled when he was seen reading midway through the game last week, because you catch a lot of things on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lynn Dawson having a smoke and drinking a Fresca.
Well, you never know when you're going to get thirsty.
But reading a book during a game is very, very different than later or out and about. Like, he's literally on the sideline reading a book. And fans online were like, wait, what?
So coach said, their head coach said, he does this every game. It's just this game where you guys got him on video doing it.
Yeah.
And the coach was really smart. He said, I don't care what they do on the sidelines to keep their head in the game.
Yep.
They can read a book. They can watch TV. I don't care. But when they're called upon, I need them at their best. Whatever it takes.
He says, quote, it gives me a sense of peace. You're going to read it?
Probably. It's gone to number one. By the way, the author is thrilled, as you can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Is he a former baseball player?
He's a former baseball player and football player, if I'm not mistaken. He's a former college football player, minor league baseball player.
Inner excellence is said to help readers in four key areas, but one of them is develop self-mastery and let control of what you can't control. Let go of it. Which that's, you talk about that all the time.
Mm-hmm. No, when I went to rehab in 2023, I still have this page on the side of one of my, on the side of the wall in my master closet. Or what am I supposed to call it now?
Primary closet.
Yeah. Whatever. And it's just, it's 8x11, just like a regular piece of paper. And there's a small circle in the middle and then a much bigger circle that takes up almost the entire page. And inside the small circle, it just says things I can control. And it's things like my attitude.
Yeah.
My reaction.
Yeah.
A couple other things I can't remember at the moment. And then in the bigger circle, the things I can't control. What other people think of me. Their reactions. Their thoughts. And it's true.
What's your 2025 word of the year, Parks?
Acceptance.
There you go.
Still.
How's that going for
you? Yeah, how's that going? Let's analyze
still-ish,
this.
Still-ish. And by the way, Stuart Sink, PGA Stuart Sink, says his number one tip for success is reading Inner Excellence by Jim Murphy. A hockey player from the Philadelphia Flyers says the same thing. Numerous athletes have voice support for the book.
Now, has the stigma, or maybe it's just a perceived stigma around reading self-help books, gone away? Because I feel like for a time there, it was kind of looked down
good
on.
Enough. Well, I'm smart enough.
Yeah.
And gosh darn it, people like me.
Do you remember what they said in Wedding Crashers when Vince Vaughn's character goes over to his buddy's apartment and he's all dejected and they haven't seen each other in months? And Vince Vaughn comes and he goes, and look at this. I mean, you're dressed in your bathrobe. You're reading this book. And he goes, yes, that's right. I'm reading How Not to Kill Myself books right now.
Exactly, though. I mean, that's obviously a negative stigma put on a book that's, you know, it's more so about getting your mind right, which is so difficult to do. People pay thousands of dollars a year trying to figure out how to do it. Why is there this weird stigma? And maybe it's gone to the wayside in 2025. But why is it there in the first place?
Because I think mental health is slowly becoming less stigmatized.
Sure.
More accepted. But for a long time, you got to remember, if you went to go see a psychiatrist, people who
you didn't tell anybody.
You didn't tell anybody. And if people knew where you were, oh, he's at the shrink.
Yeah, that's true.
He's not. I mean, and it was meant as a derogatory term. He's at the shrink. You know, and if you need it, I'll freely admit, I've been going to a psychologist for 7 years, and I had to be dragged into his office because I thought it was fake science. I didn't think it was real. And then the more time you spend in there, you know, slowly but surely he converted me. And I remember one time.
You think you'll go for the rest of your life?
I probably will. Obviously not to him. He's in his mid-70s, but he's a great guy. And I trust him with things I don't tell anyone.
Yeah, that's what it's for.
Yeah.
It's a good relationship to have.
The deepest, darkest thoughts in your mind. Some good, some not always so good. But I remember one time, this was in, it would have been in March of 2022. And everything was going great. This was before Joe got sick.
Mm-hmm.
My relationship with someone that, well, was going really well. My sobriety was just kicking butt. And I remember going, he always wants me to bring like a topic into him, right? and something we can discuss.
A launching pad.
Yeah, that's fair. And so, you know, we sit down and I said to him, I said, doctor, I said, you know, I know I'm supposed to bring in, you know, a topic every week, something that, or every other week, something that you and I can break down and discuss. And let me just stop my tape for a second. Seeing a psychiatrist is not necessarily, and he's a psychologist, but it's not the bitch session of your life that a lot of people think it is. You know, you're not in there for an hour with woe is me stories. Sometimes it's things that are going great in your life, you know? But I'll never forget one time I went in there, it was March of 2022, and he said, what do you want to talk about today? And I said, well, you know, doctor, I know I'm supposed to bring in a topic. I said, but man, I don't have anything.
Yeah, everything's going great.
Everything is going so well. I mean, you couldn't kick the smile off my face. And I'll never forget what he said, and he was so prophetic. He goes, keep coming back. It's not always going to be like this.
Oh, sure. There are peaks, there are valleys, oh, yeah. You were in a peak.
I had no idea.
And then watch out, here comes a valley.
I had no idea what the next 12 months
were going to bring. A valley or a brick wall?
It was a Mack truck I didn't even see coming. Between Joe and her and the dog, I mean, I'm like, God.
But I mean, I love it. If your goal is to get your mind right and to help yourself to achieve greater things tomorrow, I don't see anything wrong with reading a book to help you do it.
No, nor going to go see a psychologist or a psychiatrist and just... You know, I believe in talk therapy. I better look at what I do for a living.
I went to the gym Saturday again, Sam.
Okay.
I quit.
I'm sorry to steal a phrase from Scott Park. Who are you?
I lifted weights. And,
what?
I can barely feel my arms.
That's a good feeling.
Well, we need to ease back in.
I know.
It.
I called my dad today and he goes, less weight, more reps.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Not a 0 to 100 here. Let's
like
go 0 to 10 and build from there.
I was like, I am going to be better and do better. And I am getting out there.
I'm
going to lift weights.
Well, good for you.
And then the next day, I felt like I needed to be in traction.
unless it's your abs, never work the same muscle group 2 days in a row.
Oh, that's good to know. Did you guys see schools are already saying they're going to close down tomorrow?
For the extreme cold, the wind chill, for bus
stops.
What's the low tonight?
Listen to this. Lawrence just announced no school Tuesday. Raytown announced they will have an AMI day.
-5?
I assume that's virtual learning. Carrollton is going to virtual. King City is shut down. Lawrence is shut down.
Okay, can we drop the facade of virtual learning? They're not doing anything.
It's going to be 5 degrees below zero tonight.
Polo R7, virtual.
That's a big school district.
Richmond closed.
Is that real feel or is that the true temperature?
That is 5 degrees below zero.
Add in the wind chill, or I guess subtract the wind chill.
That's how we're going to get Busby to say turnt tomorrow. Because this whole town, if you have kids in school, is going to be turnt. Turnt over these temperatures.
So, in more ways than one.
So, yeah, we're under a severe weather advisory until 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. That's when it's going to be 5 degrees below zero. Let me see if they got the real feel. When did wind chill turn into real feel? Because that sounds dirty.
I don't know.
Like right now, it's 14 degrees outside. It feels like 2.
I don't know. I think we should seriously consider not coming in tomorrow because it's going to be so cold.
Okay. Good luck with that.
We're here today.
Yeah. We didn't even get Martin Luther King Day off.
What makes you think, pretty high.
Putting a motion on the floor that it is too cold for anyone to work tomorrow.
If we didn't get MLK day off, what makes you think we're going to get a cold day off? Yeah, -5 at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Good grief. I'm trying to find a glass half full to tell y'all.
It's still going to be light outside at like 5:34-ish this evening. So that's a glass half full.
Yeah.
Okay.
5:35, it's going to be dark. Sorry.
Meh.
Telephone number 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Sam Seavey III, Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. Don't forget to check out our podcast. Sam does a great job getting every hour put up as a podcast right after that hour airs. You can find that at kmbz.com. We rarely do this, but it just came in. And normally we would, you know, make some phone calls, get some more background information, but not rewrite a press release from one of the local sheriff's departments. But this came in from the Clay County Sheriff's Department. And you'll recall on Friday, We were telling you about a local man who allegedly charged at deputies' cars with a crane, an 85,000-pound crane, the real deal.
We were talking about it during a break because it is a specific type of levee that deputies were there to serve to try and take property.
To pay off some sort of judgment.
To pay off some sort of civil judgment. And yeah. I'm trying to find the exact name of the levee. It was an odd name. And we did reach out to Clay County Friday, and they said, look, this is so new, we can't release anything but some drone footage, which was... It's a crane, like the kind of crane you would see on a J.E. Dunn construction site where, you know, the orange kind that's got the huge cube-shaped cab.
Right.
And then the crane goes way, way, way up into the air.
Yeah, and it's even and got lifts the, equipment. And
it's got the hook hanging down from mm-hmm. it. It's enormous.
Let me just read from the press release, and keep in mind this is a press release from Clay County. A business owner drove toward deputies. I'm going to say allegedly drove toward deputies. And allegedly tried to strike their vehicles with an 85,000-pound crane while they executed a court order this morning. This is actually Friday. Kansas City, Missouri resident August Banders, who is 64, is now charged with interference with a legal process that is a misdemeanor. The Clay County Circuit Court has issued 7 levy orders for all businesses under the LPG umbrella, owned by Banders and his wife. In a levy, the sheriff's office is ordered to seize property so it may be sold to pay judgments in a civil case when the defendant fails to pay. Dozens of deputies arrived at LPG in Kearney, Missouri at about 6 o'clock in the morning on Friday to execute the levy. They blocked all the entrances to the property. Evidence, to include footprints in the snow, showed the suspect parked a distance away and snuck onto the property. That's their allegation. At 6:55 in the morning, 3 deputies blocking a gate saw a large construction crane driving toward them. By the way, LPG manufactures propane tanks and had several items of heavy equipment on the site. All of the deputies were on foot outside of their vehicles. Deputies ordered the driver to stop multiple times, including flashing lights at him. Fearing for their safety, the deputies drew their weapons, at which point the crane stopped. It came within 6 inches of striking a patrol vehicle.
And we've got the infrared footage of this from a drone up above, and I've watched the footage. The crane is clearly moving. But one of the questions we had for our listeners is that the deputies were there to, quote, seize the business pursuant to garnishment orders after they lost a recent fraud trial. And according to the sheriff, as you just said, they claim the owner sneaked back onto the property, got into the crane, and started going. Yeah. When was the last time we heard locally that someone lost a trial? Let's say the court orders you to pay $1 million. Well, you don't have $1 million. So then there has to be some judgment where the court says, all right, if you cannot pay the $1 million the court has ordered you to pay in restitution mm-hmm. to the victims in this case, mm-hmm. we are going to go onto your property and start seizing heavy equipment.
By the way, the suspect initially began to exit the crane and then refused to come down the ladder.
Okay.
Come on down, we'll get this figured out, and we'll
no,
get you
man.
Back to work.
No.
Steve, come on down. No. Steve, come on
come,
down.
Come get me. How about that?
I'll tell you what, Steve, we can do this the easy way, or we can do it the hard way.
Come on up,
the
buddy.
Hard way, on the way to jail, we're going to stop by the hospital.
Oh, maybe I'll come down. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll come down. 97. Maybe I won't.
Steve?
97. Come get me.
Come on down. Just come on down. Let's work this out. Get
we weren't there.
Oh, man, why don't you just go on your way, and I'll go on my way.
I'm giving you one more chance, Steve. Come on down the easy way.
I know my right.
Yeah, by the way, documents allege that the company owes more than $700,000. 727.
That's a couple of cranes.
Out of some trial that stemmed from an allegation of fraud.
Now, you hear about banks doing this or other creditors. Like, they'll put a lien on your home.
Yeah, if you don't pay your mortgage after, 2 years, it's a process.
Yeah.
They can come and take your house. But I don't know that I've ever heard of sheriff's deputies showing up, warrant in hand, because a court says you owe, like Sam said, $700,000. Mm-hmm. You haven't paid it. So guess what? We're going to come take your crane. And because do you hand the property over to the victims in court? If they're not going to see $750,000,
so
here's a crane, put it on eBay?
Let me give a national example, and I'm not getting into politics. But recently, Rudy Giuliani lost a defamation lawsuit that was filed against him. And he was refusing or failing, I should say, failing to hand over his Mercedes, some World Series rings that he had acquired as being a dignitary or even mayor of New York City at the time. And the court basically said, give us the car, give us the rings. Now, somebody came in at the last minute, coughed up $10 million. He was able to keep the rings and a couple of his apartments. But a judge was ready at that moment to satisfy that judgment against him to take what he owned and sell it or give it to the two women, and then they could do with it what they want. If they want to sell it, they want to keep it, whatever. It's not unheard of. And I, quite frankly, if you lose a civil case against you, I'm not so sure I have a problem. Now, I wouldn't want to be one of the deputies who has to go seize it
right.
from
go
you.
Go get the crane and bring it back.
Yeah. But, you know, to take your, you have lost, you're refusing to pay. The judgment was fair. It was before a jury or before a judge, whichever you choose. And you're not paying your bill. Give us the crane. Come and get me.
I know my rights.
Do you? I mean, what's the problem? You lost. Now, again, it's not unheard of. And if I'm not mistaken.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
This is where we need our lawyers. What if I lose and then I appeal? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, well, I can't pay it now, but we don't know that this is over yet. And we've talked about this in other civil cases where, look, you can fight and you can fight and you can fight, but you'll say that the victim in this case is never going to see a dime. Like, they don't have it. They don't have it, right?
Yeah.
Now, what if there were an instance where this business owner, and I'm not defending his act in any way, shape, or form, I want to make that clear, is saying, well, I can't make your $727,000 if you take my equipment from me.
That's not my problem.
It's not. And Sam, that's why we're asking our listeners, how does this work?
You shouldn't have allegedly engaged in the fraud if you can't afford to pay the penalty for it.
I don't know if that one's alleged. Didn't they
come to a conclusion on
that one?
I'm just trying to be careful.
According to the BBB website, it looks like they have been in business 26 years.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. 7798. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to, of course. It's the same number as the text line, by the way. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
I know my rights.
Since it is a holiday and a lot of people are at home and not driving around town, what game shall we play next hour, ladies and germs?
What do you guys game for?
We have mixtape. We do have Family Feud.
We've always got the feud. We've always got Hummers.
Hummers is a love-hate relationship for a lot of people.
It's a 50-50.
I hate it. I think we feud. Let's feud it out.
Let's feud. No problemo.
Let's do it.
5:30-ish.
Sure. Okay. After the 5:30 break.
While we get to the top of the hour, a little 90s trivia for you, Dana.
Shoot.
And Sam, you're welcome to jump in if you know the answer. Gwyneth Paltrow famously cried her way through her Oscars acceptance speech in 1999.
Shakespeare in Love.
Wow.
Boom.
Nailed it.
Wore pink, thanked Brad Pitt.
How do you know all that?
Because they were together at the time.
Loved by children in the late 1990s? Who were Legs the Frog and Squealer the Pig?
Oh.
Loved by children in the late 1990s? Who were Legs the Frog and Squealer the Pig?
I got nothing.
Beanie Babies.
Oh.
What did Sir Tim Berners-Lee invent that changed the face of modern society as we know it today? Tim Berners-Lee.
The internet.
That is correct.
No way.
That is correct.
Good
just
guess.
Just a guess based on the last portion of that question.
Which 1990s serial drama featured the theme song Falling?
1990s drama?
Serial drama, yep.
Like One Tree Hill or something?
Close, Twin Peaks.
Okay.
Which movie poster depicted a young woman naked covered in rose petals.
American Beauty.
That is correct.
Kevin Spacey.
Very weird opening to that movie.
Very weird.
He's laying in bed next to his wife.
Played by? As a real estate agent.
It wasn't Annette Bening.
It was Annette Bening.
U.S. regulators and government officials in Turks and Caicos are looking into reports of property damage in the island nation caused by debris falling after a SpaceX Starship vehicle exploded over the ocean during a test mission on Thursday, according to the FAA. Flights of the spacecraft and rocket system are now grounded pending an investigation into the mishap. The FAA and Turks and Caicos officials both said Friday there were no reported injuries. Authorities routinely halt flights of rockets to carry out what is referred to as a mishap investigation when launches and flights do not go according to plan. The SpaceX vehicle disintegrated partway through the seventh uncrewed test flight of the rocket system about 10 minutes into a mission.
We just have, like within the last month, a huge piece of airplane also fell out of the sky and I want to say landed somewhere in Nigeria. I need to look that up because at the time, I sent it to you and Sam, and I'm like, is this normal? And we normally don't hear about it because the debris falls in the ocean or falls in uninhabited space.
Probably. Both. By the way, Turks and Caicos, and I've been there, is one of the, it is an island of the haves and the have-nots.
Yeah.
Just like the Dominican Republic, where there, especially the resorts, are just absolutely stunning, gorgeous. The water is turquoise. You can see straight through because there's a reef about 5 miles off the coast that keeps big waves from coming in, so the water is very still and very beautiful. But when you leave the resort and drive through the cities, I have never understood how countries that are literally paradise or could be paradise are so poverty stricken. And it has to be corruption.
Greed, yeah, of course.
I will also say lately that your happy place has been in the news for not good things. Over the weekend, a 21-year law enforcement veteran from the Chicago area was shot and killed celebrating her sister's birthday on a rooftop bar.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
There was also a couple of hurricanes that didn't leave it very pretty.
I know crime can happen anywhere, but I feel like Turks and Caicos has been in the news more often than normal.
By the way, Dana, there was the flap off of an airplane that somehow detached from that plane over a beach in Hawaii.
I knew I read that.
A 60-pound, 15-foot-long flap landed on the sand. No one was injured, thankfully.
Thank God. And Gen Z. Many members of Gen Z are already going gray. With some Zoomers as young as 19 showing off their silver tresses on TikTok. According to a 2021 study, hair graying usually begins in the mid-30s for Caucasians, late 30s for Asians, mid-40s for African Americans, meaning some members of Gen Z are experiencing the phenomenon two decades early. But what may be a novelty to youngsters is alarming to experts who say premature graying may indicate a plethora of health issues.
Ooh, like what? I've got a couple of gray hairs.
Do you really?
I do.
High levels of zinc and calcium in your system. Low levels of iron.
Ooh, it could be the iron.
Copper, zinc, and iron play a role in your tyrosinase activity. Of course. This is an enzyme essential for pigment synthesis. Yep. Premature graying is typically seen in people with an iron deficiency anemia. They recommend an iron supplement.
I don't have gray. I colored away.
Nice. I was about to be like, what?
Start sneaking back in. You can get over-the-counter stuff now that's like just touch it up.
Well, you remember we got the...
Well, you did it to my beard.
Super dark spray that we did to Scott's face, yeah.
My God, that was funny.
See, I don't think I could color my hair. Like, it's a little salt
and pepper. With very, very short man hair, it would be, you would be in that salon every 2 weeks.
Do it.
Get some Just for Men tonight?
Yeah, go dark. I need you to look like Steven Seagal.
We just sort of age gracefully.
With a little helmet on your head.
News with Dan Weinbaum. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. And my name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. We'll see you on the other side of the news.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.